With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump appears at a Make America Great Again rally in Washington.
Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore.
TikTok is restoring service to users in the U.S. just hours after the platform went dark in response to a federal ban. The move comes after President Trump said he plans to pause the ban by executive order after he is sworn in on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, three Israeli hostages are released. Nothing's official. Government spokesman David Mercer says Israel will return fighting if it has to.
Both President Trump and President Biden have given full backing to Israel's right to return to the fighting if Israel reaches the conclusion that the second stage of negotiations are ineffectual. Israel's government does, of course, want all stages to be to come into effect.
The reason why some homes survived the California wildfires.
Why are lone homes left standing after the fires? It's not entirely luck. Photos and videos of burned buildings in Los Angeles versus those still standing have been all over. Many experts stress luck is a major factor in burning. Wind can make a split second 180 degree turn and head to someone else's house, taking that fire with it. But builders and architects stress modern techniques and materials dramatically reduce fire risk. Stucco, a cement material, is a common exterior for Southern California homes, and it's fire-resistant. Double-pane windows slow heat coming from the burning building next door, and simpler roof lines can allow red-hot embers to slide off. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' schools, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage, and a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democrat-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions work their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor. This is SRN News. President Trump likely to have an easier time working with the Senate during his second term in office. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Trump's 2016 victory sent shockwaves through the establishment and sparked a virtual tsunami of resistance in the Senate, including some from Republicans. The term "never Trumper" became part of the political lexicon as GOP senators like Jeff Flake, John McCain, and Mitt Romney drew the battle lines. 8 years later, Trump will be greeted by a much friendlier GOP majority, including some of his former critics. One of his first victories will be confirmation of a former presidential rival, Senator Marco Rubio, as his new Secretary of State. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
President Trump will use a Bible from his mother as well as the Lincoln Bible for his swearing-in on Monday. His late mother gave him the Bible in 1955 for his primary school graduation. It was signed by church officials and scribed with his name. More details at srnnews.com.